Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line is a surgeon, and who better to give us her view on this matter. Dr. Deborah Leah Weinberg joining us this morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? Yeah, actually, I'm fine because I've still got some whiskey left at home. So far, so good. What's in it?
I was not fine yesterday. I got home from work,
yes,
and there was load shedding for about 5 hours, and all
without
I wanted
was
a glass of wine.
Exactly. It's cruel, Zanati. It is cruel. Sorry, but should we let the surgeon get a word in?
You should be better prepared for life.
Right.
Well stocked up in general.
Well,
get much warning.
Exactly. Forewarned is forearmed. Anyway, give us your thoughts on it as a surgeon.
So I heard you discussing about, cancer banning cars, preventing pedestrians crossing streets because they also contribute to trauma. And obviously this matter is not just about alcohol. I think it's important to realize that South Africa has one of the highest trauma burdens in the world. And a large part of it is actually due to violence. About 75% of it is violence, and then a bit less, but then about a third of it or even less is due to motor vehicle accidents. So while the lockdown obviously decreased our numbers significantly, by up to 75%, we saw a decrease in trauma numbers. It obviously wasn't only because of the alcohol, it was also because of the decreased number of cars and people on the road.
Mm.
But alcohol definitely plays a big role in trauma. And there's been lots of studies done showing this, that about 50 to 75% of traumas have alcohol associated with them, be it people who commit violence, and also, or people who have violence perpetrated against them, but also people who are driving drunk and people who are walking drunk. And so not only does it contribute to the violent part of trauma, but also to the motor vehicle and pedestrian vehicle accidents. So yes, alcohol is a big problem, and it's not a new problem. It's a problem we've been facing for a long time. However, right now, when we are dealing with a pandemic where we are stretched to our capacity, the question is, can we afford to have 400 admissions a month to a trauma ward,
mm,
or, 25 ICU admissions a month to an ICU facility where we already have so few ICU beds, especially in the state sector? I know that one of our big private trauma facilities saw the highest number of gunshots in over 20 years last month.
Wow.
So there's definitely an issue. It's not a new issue, but right now we are stretched, and
I hear it, and I'm speaking from a very sort of non-alcoholic, non-violent perspective, but a very privileged perspective, and I get all of that. But following your logic, then, shouldn't alcohol be banned completely? Pandemic or no pandemic?
I'm sure that all go down well, eh? So I think it's not about banning alcohol completely. I mean, I think that with all things that are banned completely, there's always a black market.
Exactly.
Alcohol is a drug. I mean, I think that we all know, just like other drugs, I think if we knew the effects of alcohol, perhaps before it became socialized and socially acceptable to drink like people do, it may have also become one of those things like, cocaine and heroin, that was something that you had to do it illicitly. But it's all about responsible drinking, and I think that's, everything boils down to moderation. If you have one glass of wine or one tot of whiskey, or then it probably is okay, and there have been some health benefits shown to alcohol in small amounts. But South Africans drink a lot. So South Africans don't have the highest number of drinkers, but of those who drink, we have the highest amount being drunk. And that is the problem, that we drink too much and irresponsibly. We drink and drive. We walk down the road drunk. We have a violent culture that then comes out more with alcohol.
So
and that's the problem. So it's about putting something into place, and it's obviously not a simple solution, but to use alcohol more responsibly, to encourage people to not use alcohol as a crutch. I think a lot of our society lives difficult lives, and alcohol becomes an escape from that.
So you are right. The trick is to use alcohol responsibly. And I think we've all established that people have been using black market when the lockdown.
Pineapples are nutty.
People are definitely using black market when alcohol is banned. We saw it the first time, and obviously we know it's going to happen this time. But the difference, because you did say that the admissions were less, you know, during the first ban. And that was, I think, do you not think that was because of the curfew? Because people were encouraged to basically drink at home and to not go out and visit people because there was police presence. Well, should we not have approached this in a way where we still impose the curfew, but we can.
Well, that's actually an interesting question. Is the trauma that you see when alcohol is not banned, is most of it things that are happening outside of the home?
Yeah.
Or is there an equal amount of violence perhaps taking place within the home due to alcohol?
That maybe will
help with Zanati's question, because she's saying if we impose a curfew but allow alcohol to be consumed at home, wouldn't that help?
Because people do still consume alcohol at home even when there is a ban, because they get it from the black market.
Some degree of, you know, obviously as you're going out, hanging out with friends, you're drinking more, you're potentially more violent. If you're home just with your family, there's less chance of that. However, you must realize that domestic violence is a big reality. I mean, I work in a hospital in Soweto. We serve a big population. We see a lot of domestic violence, and alcohol use also drives domestic violence. So it may be, you may not be hanging out with your friends, but you are hanging out with your family, who then suffers from the person who's drinking, which is another important thing. Just one thing that we've noted in the hospital that I work at is that we usually see very busy weekends in trauma. And because alcohol is now banned on the weekends, and people do stock up and drink, but we are seeing higher numbers in the weekdays often than our weekends. Which does seem to be directly related to alcohol use. So there are a number of factors that can be put into place, and not obviously just banning alcohol, but I think right now where the country is so resource depleted, you must remember that one person being admitted to ICU means one to two doctors, at least two nurses, an ICU bed, a ventilator, you know, all a physiotherapist, etc. So it's not just a bed that we're talking about. We're talking about a whole team. And some patients stay in hospital for weeks to months. So if you can decrease that burden now when we're so resource depleted, that may be of some assistance, not only from a bed capacity point of view, but from a people availability point of view. So I think that was probably the thought process behind banning it. It also means that I can sleep more when I'm on call.
You see, Zanati, everybody has got an angle. I mean, all I want is to be able to go and buy a bottle of whiskey so that from time to time, I can have a shot of single malt.
Yeah.
You know, like we all just come at it from our own perspectives. It's quite funny. But in summary, you believe, for now, certainly, that it is the right decision, given the additional burden on hospitals, on doctors, on the whole medical system that we can ill afford at the moment.
I think that right now we're in a crisis, and unfortunately, this crisis is not only a health crisis; it's also an economic crisis. So there are multiple things to take into consideration. I'm not I don't work in the economic world. I work in the healthcare world, so I can only tell you about that. And we are in a crisis, and if we can try and assist in whatever way we can to manage the number of patients coming into hospital, to manage to give each patient a bed and proper care, then I do believe we should do what we can.
And that is where we are going to leave it. Thank you very, very much. That is Dr. Deborah Leah Weinberg. She is a surgeon talking about the alcohol ban in South Africa during the COVID-19 crisis. Time is 7:22. I'm Howard Feldman. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019.